This is GMJ Audio from the Georgian Medical Journal News. Lean protein outperforms high-fat sources for muscle growth after exercise, new trial shows. Editorially reviewed by Prof. Georgi P. Hakadze, MD, MPH, PhD, GMJ News Desk. Moderate evidence, a randomized crossover trial published in the American Journal of Clinical Nutrition, 2025, found that lean pork stimulates muscle protein synthesis approximately 47% more effectively than high-fat pork when both contain identical protein content and are consumed after resistance exercise. The finding suggests that the composition of food, not just total protein grams, influences how muscle responds to training. Key takeaways. Lean protein sources trigger core 47% greater muscle protein synthesis than high-fat sources containing the same amount of protein. The advantage of lean protein appears strongest in the first 3 to 5 hours after resistance exercise, when amino acid delivery is rate limiting. At higher daily protein intakes and across multiple meals, the fat content of individual meals becomes less influential on long-term muscle adaptation. Study at a glance, 47% greater muscle protein synthesis with lean pork versus high-fat pork at matched protein intake. Lean protein drives faster amino acid absorption post-exercise, muscle protein synthesis response by food type, 16 healthy adults post-resistance exercise. Lean pork 20 gram protein plus 47%, high-fat pork 20 gram protein. Baseline, source, American Journal of Clinical Nutrition, 2025, Georgian Medical Journal News. How dietary fat slows protein digestion. The mechanism behind lean protein's superiority lies in how quickly amino acids enter the bloodstream. According to the trial published in the American Journal of Clinical Nutrition, the high-fat pork delayed leucine appearance in blood, a critical amino acid that triggers the mTORT1 signaling pathway responsible for initiating muscle protein synthesis. The slower amino acid delivery window meant muscle cells received a weaker growth signal during the acute post-exercise recovery window. This effect was specific to the acute 3 to 5 hour window following resistance training. At this time point, muscle tissue is primed and sensitive to amino acid availability, making the speed of protein digestion clinically relevant. The researchers measured amino acid kinetics using stable isotope tracers, a gold standard method for quantifying absorption rates. When the fat content of a meal matters most, the practical significance of this finding depends on training context and protein intake strategy. For athletes consuming modest protein doses near the threshold for maximal muscle protein synthesis stimulation, approximately 20 grams per meal, choosing a leaner source may optimize the acute anabolic response, according to the trial. However, the team noted that with higher protein intakes, 30 to 40 grams, this fat-driven delay becomes less relevant because amino acid availability is no longer rate-limiting. For individuals following typical training and nutrition patterns with multiple meals throughout the day and adequate total daily protein intake, the absolute difference in long-term muscle adaptation is likely modest. The research suggests that total daily protein sufficiency and meal distribution across the day remain the primary drivers of muscle growth, more influential than optimizing the fat content of any single post-exercise meal. This aligns with established sports nutrition guidelines, emphasizing consistency and total intake over micro-level meal composition. Implications for strength training nutrition. The findings have direct relevance for clinical nutrition counseling and athlete performance. For competitive lifters or individuals in specialized strength building phases where maximizing each training session's response is prioritized, selecting lean protein sources immediately post-exercise represents a simple, evidence-based optimization. Chicken breast, fish, or lean cuts of beef would theoretically outperform fattier preparations in the immediate recovery window. Conversely, the study does not suggest that dietary fat should be avoided post-exercise. Fat intake supports hormone synthesis, nutrient absorption, and overall health. The trial simply demonstrates that when the goal is maximal acute muscle protein synthesis in the immediate post-exercise window with modest protein doses, the form and composition of that protein influences the response, independent of total amino acid content. Lean pork increased muscle protein synthesis 47% more than high-fat pork, despite identical protein content 20 grinds, driven by faster leucine amino acidemia and amino acid delivery in the acute post-exercise window. American Journal of Clinical Nutrition, 2025. What this means. For patients, if your goal is muscle recovery after resistance training, prioritize lean protein sources, skinless chicken, lean beef, white fish, in the meal immediately following exercise. However, total daily protein intake and consistency across all meals remain more important than optimizing any single post-workout meal. For clinicians, when counseling strength athletes on post-exercise nutrition, recommend lean protein sources for the acute recovery meal when protein intake is modest, 20 grinds. Reassure patients that moderate dietary fat at other meals does not impair muscle adaptation if total protein and training stimulus are adequate. For policymakers, this research supports evidence-based sports nutrition recommendations that emphasize both macronutrient composition and the biophysical properties of food. Consider integrating food matrix science into national dietary guidelines for athletes and physically active populations. Frequently asked questions. Does this mean I should avoid dietary fat after exercise? No. The trial shows that lean protein sources deliver amino acids faster in the acute post-exercise window, first 3 to 5 hours, which may optimize muscle protein synthesis when consuming modest protein portions, 20 grime. However, dietary fat supports hormone production, micronutrient absorption, and overall health. With adequate total daily protein across multiple meals, fat intake becomes less influential on muscle adaptation outcomes. Do these findings apply to all protein sources or only meat? The trial tested pork specifically. Plant-based proteins have different digestibility and amino acid profiles than animal sources. Dairy products like Greek yogurt and cottage cheese contain less fat than high-fat meat while maintaining high protein concentrations, potentially offering similar acute benefits. Additional research comparing plant and animal proteins would strengthen recommendations for vegetarian athletes. How much protein should I consume post-exercise to make this matter? According to the trial and supporting clinical literature on protein timing, the effect of food composition is most relevant when consuming protein near the threshold for maximal muscle protein synthesis stimulation, roughly 15 to 25 grams per meal. With larger doses, 30 to 40 grams, amino acid delivery is already saturating, and fat content exerts minimal additional influence on acute protein synthesis responses. This research contributes to a growing body of evidence demonstrating that the physiological impact of nutrition depends not only on macronutrient totals, but also on how those nutrients are packaged within food and how quickly they are absorbed. For athletes, optimizing every detail of training and recovery, the composition of the post-exercise meal warrants attention. For the general population, ensuring adequate total daily protein intake and maintaining resistance training consistency remain the dominant factors determining muscle growth and strength adaptation. Source: American Journal of Clinical Nutrition, 2025.